You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday, the 28th of June, I think, and I hope you had a good weekend. I had a pretty good weekend, I guess. Got a couple of things done that needed to get done, and got to have some nice talks with some people, so yeah, everything's cool. Let's get this out of the way right off the top. So you can always contact me at my email address, which is fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com, or you can contact me on Kick Messenger at normal submissive. I'd like to change that, I think. And you can, of course, get a hold of me on Twitter, Worshipper1, and also Hierarchy PCast. And then you can always call me, of course, +1 for America, 314-502-9566. So, I hope everybody's doing well. America is not doing very well. I don't know if any of you have been paying attention to the news, but it seems that Donald Trump and the administration knew about the Russians paying Afghani militia members cash money to kill American soldiers in Afghanistan. They've known since January. There are pictures from February of Trump saluting the caskets of dead soldiers from Afghanistan. And he knew about this act by the Russians. To make it even more galling, I mean, that alone is terrible enough. But Trump has been recently trying to get Russia to be reinstituted into the G7 of nations. They were kicked out a couple of years ago, and he's trying to get them back in. This is yet another example of capitulation on the part of Trump for Putin and Russia. Trump not only needs to go, okay, he probably needs to be arrested right now. He probably needs to be put in jail and put on trial, okay? Probably. This is a treasonous act against the United States of America by an entity who is acting in the interests of our foreign adversaries. End of story. And if you are supporting him, you are also a traitor by association. Same with racism. If you support him, you are a racist. You may not act racist in your everyday life, overtly, but you are supporting racism, so therefore you are a racist. And you are supporting treason, so you are a traitor, okay? So I just want to put that out there because I'm pretty pissed off about it, okay? I mean, I've hated Trump since, I don't know, since I became aware as a human being and became aware of him. And suddenly I was like, what is that? You know, it's disgusting. He's disgusting in his entirety, inside and out. And now he's showing more of what he really is. You know, when Trump said during his campaign in 2016 that he could shoot somebody in Fifth Avenue and nope, he wouldn't lose any support, I tell you what, that statement is probably the truest thing he's ever said, because the people that are supporting him continue to support him despite the mounting evidence of corruption and duplicity. I mean, it's just shocking, honestly. So, hey, if you're supporting Donald Trump, go fuck yourself, okay? Everybody that supports him, fucking fuck off, okay? Anyway. Anyway, so let's go on with something else. I just had to get that off my chest. Okay, so on the website today, I published two posts. They're very, very interesting posts, okay? One was inspired by the other, all right? I intended, when I started this morning to catch up on some writing, I intended to write the story about straight married Alpha Rob, okay? He is an alpha that I have talked to since he first started listening to this podcast. The podcast has something to do with this story. And so I came to know him through our conversations afterwards. And he's a 25-year-old married alpha. And he is really fascinating to me because he's a straight alpha male who has never had any conception about anything beyond just fucking pussy, right? And just like doing the typical things that guys do, right? But his eyes have been opened, you know, partially through his association with me and this website and this podcast. So, I mean, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that that is how it happened, okay? So, he is an interesting figure because he's that prototypical male, right? And what can happen when that prototypical male receives information that triggers what's naturally in him? I'm one of these people that believes that men naturally understand hierarchy, naturally understand their place in the world and what subs, you know, submissive people or inferior people are meant to do for them. You know what I'm saying? I think they just instinctively understand it. And so when a man like Alpha Rob comes across this information and it pings that, you know, he's like, wait a minute, that's truth, you know, and he goes in pursuit of that to find out more about it and then to experiment with it, I guess we'll say, and that's very interesting to me because it happens over and over and over again. With straight alphas. It happened with Master Nick, for instance, or many of the four alphas in Toronto that I've been chronicling. It's a truth, you know. And I think you'll find, I'm not going to get too much into the experience that he had, but he did just recently have his first full-on use of faggots sexually, and he let's just say he was very energized and excited by what he discovered there, you know. Now it took him going out on a limb, right, and saying, I don't have any experience with this, but I'm going to find out. And when he did, he discovered this basically a new gear in his transmission, you know what I'm saying? So he was able to kick it to the next gear. That's kind of where I get this phrase, ascending in alphahood, you know? So, like, as a man grows in power and grows an understanding of his power, he is ascending, basically, these levels. And Alpha Rob was an alpha before. Now he's more powerful than he was, because he's now experienced fag worship, and it was better than he could have imagined. Now it was just blowjobs in this case, you know, oral worship, but that was enough to convince him, hey, I feel much more powerful. I think he's going to go and fuck some fags and maybe even enslave some fags. So that's something pretty exciting for me anyway, of course, because I'm a faggot. But anyway, when I set out to write the story today, I started writing an opening to it that kind of got away from me. Sometimes this happens when you're writing. You get on this kind of path and it leads you in another direction. It's kind of like writing poetry. Poetry does that sometimes. So anyway, as I was writing, I thought, you know, I need to expand on this idea some more. So it's the idea of a test, okay? A test for alphahood. I use the example in this post. The post is called A Test of Straight Married Men, okay? And basically what it comes down to is men who, whether they're alpha or beta, okay, and they're married, and then they're in a straight, you know, marriage, and so they're hooked to this woman, right? And society says that straight married man should remain faithful to his wife and just be happy in that situation, right? And many men stick to that, okay? Some men cheat with other females, right? A lot of them do. But something like 80% of men say they've cheated, and it's probably conservative. So, society tells them that they should stay in that situation and just be happy. Build a family, you know, work your job, etc. But that forms kind of a test, you see. And I liken it in the post to sheep in a pen. Sheep will stay in a pen with a fence that is easily surmountable. Like, they could jump over the fence or whatever, you know. Like, they're able to get out. But they stay in the pen. Why? There's nothing really, there's no barrier really holding them in there, but they stay in there because they're sheep, you see. Most men are like sheep. Even a lot of alpha males allow the world to build that imaginary pen around their life, and they stay inside that pen. And they never venture out. And that's where the test comes in. This test that I'm talking about in that post. True alphas, you know, the undeniable alphas out there. the apex alphas, especially. They will not be constrained by that pen, that imaginary wall around their life. They leap over it. Sometimes, no matter how high the fence is, they're going to find a way over it. Why? because they are beyond other men. They will not be constrained by the limitations put on them by society. They cannot be constrained. And that is really the test. The test is, if you're truly an alpha male, and especially if you think you're an apex alpha, if you're refusing to go outside that boundary, okay, and go for all the power and all the glory and all the worship, then you're not an apex alpha, because that test is proving you to be false. You have to be a man who is so powerful that the boundaries don't even exist, right? There are no constraints on you. Society cannot tell you what you can and cannot do. If you want to have a harem of 1,000 faggots crawling on their hands and knees before you, serving you in every possible way, you can do that. If you're an apex alpha, you're a true alpha, you can do whatever you want. You could have a mixed harem of females and faggots serving you. It doesn't matter. You can have sex with anything you want. You can have anything you want. There are no limits, and there's no fence line around the pen. You don't have a pen. The world is your pen, you see? And I think that test, I think it's a very hierarchical test. It's kind of almost unintentional. It's kind of an outcropping of, it's almost, I think the pen, okay, that test, that societal kind of wall that is put around men in their lives, I think it's put there in order to constrain men, to keep them in line, because if alphas were allowed to just run rampant, or men were allowed to run rampant, who knows what the world would be like? I don't know. As a faggot, I would love it. But, I think society says, no, here are the limits to your power. But apex alphas and other alphas are not going to be constrained. So that test, men who break out of that, like Alpha Rob did, are proving themselves beyond it. You see what I'm saying? They're proving that they cannot be constrained because they are of a higher level of alphahood. You know, they've achieved a more understanding. It's a fascinating idea, honestly, that, I have been thinking about it all day, and I admit that I might be a little in my head about it at this point, but eventually I'm going to come to what I really feel about it. But I think I'm kind of on to something there, because I've seen so many alphas curl up and die inside the pen, okay? They stayed within the confines of the pen. They did the things that they were told to do by society. They didn't express their alphahood in any meaningful way, and they just kind of died inside. It's really only the alphas that beat the test, overcome the test, and break out of that mold and truly grasp their alphahood. Those are the ones that I have always seen as the most dynamic men, the truest alphas. And I just think that there's a truth there, maybe I'm not articulating it correctly. I think I got it. I think on the post I explained it pretty well. Me just talking about it, maybe I don't do it credit, but maybe you understand what I mean. So I do think that test exists. I think it's a good thing for anybody who calls himself an alpha to examine their life in light of that test. You know, how, ask yourself this, how much is the world dictating what I do with my life or how I live my life, or am I living a life like other men? Because if you are living a life like other men, then you are one of the other men, you see? Alphas should be living exceptional lives, lives unrestrained and above everything else. So examine yourself. If you believe you're an alpha, examine yourself in light of that test. I think you will, if you're honest, there are definitely a lot of dishonest alphas that I've come across, particularly in FinDom. I got to tell you, like, FinDom is filled with half-assed alpha males and fake alpha males, who they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't stand a chance, you know what I'm saying, against an actual alpha male. A lot of those guys put on the show of an alpha for the sake of getting fag cash, but they're not, they're still living a life like other men, you know what I'm saying? So it's a good test, I think, for anybody who claims to be alpha to think about that. You know, how much different are you from other men? I mean, aside from, let's say, you might have a better body or you might be, have a more attractive face. But, like, in terms of your alphahood, what you are as a man, how much do you conform? How much do you let society rule you, you know? So it's a pretty good test to think about. So anyway, that's about all I'm going to say today. I do definitely recommend that you look at those two posts. They're very, I think, crucial posts, honestly. But I do thank Alpha Rob for sharing his story with me and continuing to be an inspiration. I really do like him a lot. He's an amazing new presence in my life. So I always look forward to talking to him. So anyway, I will go, but I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday and get a good start to your week. I think I'm going to have a guest coming on the show soon, so stay tuned for that. Hopefully, I won't have to take it down 6 hours later, you know, like the whole Harry Oakland thing. So, yeah. So anyway, if you've got any questions or comments for me, you can, of course, write to me, fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com, or you can call me, +1-314-502-9566. Until then, I will talk to you later, okay? Take care. Love you. Bye.